This one does feel like it kind of ends a little abruptly, but.
I do feel like it kind of runs into a brick wall at the end.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
I don't know.
You're like building this momentum, and then it kind of just like.
Overdone. Is Andrea playing? Is she playing, or are you playing?
I will be taking turns.
Yeah, I don't know who's playing for A versus B program,
so
but either way.
I was thinking it might be nice to just slow it ever so slightly.
Through the whole thing or toward just
no,
the end?
No, just toward the end. I was thinking, would you mind singing the last chorus once?
Yeah.
And then when you're going, here, oh my God, maybe on that measure 64, just out of the book. Oh, you have measure numbers in that?
It's
the third measure from the end.
Okay.
So if you just come on those da da da. Savior of my soul, and then maybe do another delay so that that's a cappella. What do you think?
I like that.
So after I hit the chord, da 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 da, she sings
the
Savior,
of my soul, and then play three chords for me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
Okay.
See if you like it.
Yeah. From. Pick up to 37.
Beautiful Savior.
Okay. 37.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Beautiful Savior. The way, the truth, divine King and Deliverer. Redeemer.
The reason why it sounds unfinished is that nobody hits the home note. She ends on a third and you end on a fifth.
But even with a five. With the tempo.
Well, no, the tempo helps.
Yes,
but if there's a way that we can introduce that home note in, the tonic, so we're in the key of G.
Okay. Yeah, maybe like a four.
Somewhere, that'll help find that resolution, I think.
Okay.
And then something that has that tone right there.
Okay. Yeah, because it doesn't have it anywhere in that last chord.
No, it doesn't.
I like it.
You like hanging it?
Yeah, myself.
Well, I mean, I don't care one way or the other. If it feels unfinished, that's why it's feeling unfinished.
I think it's just, like what Park said, the tempo just feels like you're going right into a war.
Yeah,
like you're building up, like, my healer, my guide. And then it's like, it sounds like you're coming to this big, the savior of my soul.
And you're
and
not.
Then you're just done.
Oh, okay.
And so I like this.
So don't
gaps.
Worry about the tonic then. I'm solving a completely different problem.
So I just lost it on here. Sorry.
Oh no.
Password.
I'll just tell you.
That's okay.
3277.
Okay. Thanks.
I know. Everyone write that down.
So what I really like about your voice is you know how to do softs, pianissimos. You just got that clarity all the way, and that's so nice to have that flexibility in your tone. I think there's a couple of places where you can maybe reach out to give it a little bit more, a couple of peaks in it, more of a peak.
Yeah.
Less of a rolling hill,
mm-hmm.
maybe. And I think maybe when you're talking about the way, the truth, divine, king, and deliverer,
mm-hmm.
those titles, I think those are really important. So that's on the, is it on both? Yeah, it's on the both courses, right?
Yes, it's on.
So maybe, yeah, sing into that. Can you, we'll just start Beautiful Savior. Probably the first chorus.
Okay, 16.
16?
Yes.
Oh, is that? There's three choruses in there. Okay.
Yeah, there is, yeah.
All right. Well, maybe not so much the first chorus then.
I mean, it's the same spot of the music either way, but.
Yeah. Maybe the first chorus, you don't need to reach up in here.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe the second chorus, then make it different. So let's jump down to the second chorus.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Beautiful Savior. Ready, go.
Beautiful Savior.
Just leaning into.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Try it again one time. Right?
Okay. Beautiful Savior, the way, the truth, divine, King and Deliverer, Redeemer of mankind, all of his many names, show his power and grace, he's the light, my healer, my guide, the Savior of my soul.
I like that. As in kind of a centered chorus there.
Yes.
You're singing it out more. Now, and I just got another idea. Here in the first chorus, go back to the first chorus.
Mm-hmm.
If you could not necessarily make that stand out, or don't make it louder like we just did, but could you separate the way, the truth, the light, so that we hear those as three different titles, okay? So
it has truth, divine.
The truth, divine. Is there another one after that?
King and Deliverer,
yeah.
And then Redeemer of mankind.
So the first time that you're naming all of those, maybe you could kind of just highlight each one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a little separation.
Yeah, not necessarily a breath.
You want to try that
one? But yeah, definitely.
Let's see if you can come into it from, this is the measure 16.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Beautiful Savior.
And then I don't think you need to do it the second time because you're connecting your emotion to it and it can be more flowing and moving forward. Again, that's just a suggestion. But
yeah, no, I like it a lot. I
haven't thought of a way to do the third chorus since it's three times. But you could we maybe go also to the second verse? Broken people, perfect love. Right there, if you'd sing that just for me for a second.
Yeah. Broken people, perfect love.
Into He Rescued Me,
mm-hmm.
And then the next, is this going into the second chorus or the third?
It is, second chorus.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then he set me free, even a little bit more. So each of those are terraced up dynamically. Okay?
Yeah, definitely.
So let's hear that whole page here, that whole verse, verse 2.
Okay.
I measure 27, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so not
well,
broken
oh, okay.
People.
Yeah, I think yours is formatted differently. I don't think we have the same measure numbers.
Because beginning this at the
beginning of the second verse, yes.
Because
okay. Ours circled back to the second verse, like in a
oh,
way, not
okay.
In.
All right.
All
right.
So, okay. I like it. I think it breaks it up a little bit better instead
of a little different texture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's get into it and see how it sets in context there. So if we go read all of his many times. Can you start right there?
Yeah.
Redeemer of mankind, all of his many names.
last note.
I'll work on that. That's
It would make da-da. Because it kind of went first, I told you, connect, but it's not. Then I said, don't connect.
Okay. So
you decide how that works for you, but I just like the expressive variation from the rest of the piece.
Yeah, 100%.
Which you sing very, it was so much finesse, and I mean, it's just really cool the way you do that.
Thank you.
I haven't said a thing about your voice, but it's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.